How about them Blackhawks, ladies and gentlemen? Jamal Mayers joins us right now, former Blackhawk. You hear his voice. You see his face. He's one of the people that gives us the good news that the Blackhawks are winning again. Hi, Jamal. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Excellent. Thank you. I want to ask you a question. We were just talking about the football playoffs, and I was saying how there's a huge difference between knowing that you want to win and actually getting the job done and winning. That translates in all sports, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you've got to go out there and you've got to execute. And it's not all just talk, and you've got to go out there and perform. And that's part of what makes the Blackhawks so special, is that they do all their talking on the ice.
We had you in the studio, Bill. I think you were on vacation
when
Jamal came up here. But we were talking about One Goal Three, the book that was coming out for Christmas. Of course, Hat Trick, the accompanying DVD. Not accompanying. You have to buy it, purchase separately. And you added to One Goal Three, one of the best books ever. We talked about this before, Bill. It's like a pop-up kids book where little things fall out and really cool things are in there.
Yeah, they've done a great job of making it interactive. There's a DVD, obviously, that accompanies it. There's these little cards in there. There's a flag, championship flag replica. There's so many different unique things that you can take away from it that make it special and kind of adds that memorabilia type of feel to it as a keepsake for anybody who chooses to buy it.
And I was just reading that you have been promoted to the front office as of, what, last year? You're now the community liaison for the Chicago Blackhawks. What does that mean?
Well, actually, what it means is I'm out there in the community. I get to – the Blackhawks already have in place, and I'm lucky enough to be a part of it, in their youth department. We're going to visit over 100 schools, CPS schools this year, and all kinds of different schools introducing hockey to kids in the Chicagoland area. Basically, for the most part, most of them have never touched a hockey stick before. So by the end of the day, they're having a great time. They're having a game and giving them the skills so they can implement them into their phys ed class. And, it's been fun. By the end of the day, like I said, all the kids are having smiles on their face. And, at first there's a lot of trepidation about playing hockey and never been introduced to it. But these kids ended up loving it, and the next step of that obviously is, as we get this practice facility built, is that second sheet of ice. It's essentially Rocky's legacy, is giving back to the community, and we all know there's many obstacles to playing the game. Obviously, the cost, we want to eliminate those obstacles. So Rocky's done a fantastic job of getting this practice facility up and donating the equipment, providing transportation, programming. Talking about education and nutrition, are we going to build the next, are we going to make an NHL hockey player? I'm not sure. I'm not saying it couldn't happen, but, at the very least, we're going to, inspire these kids to be better people and have confidence in themselves going forward. So if we can use hockey as that tool, then we're looking forward to that.
Jamal, a child growing up in the city now is so fortunate to have the Hawks as part of the city's makeup and culture. There were a lot of down years. I know you didn't grow up here, but believe me when I tell you, there were many years where your average Chicagoan, kid or adult, couldn't name three players on the team, and now it's just everyday conversation. Them winning as often as they've won and being such a great team has really made a huge difference to the city.
Oh, there's no question. And it's become the new generation's team. You think about it. Kids from 4 years old, maybe even younger, to 45, 50, it's their team. This is the team they know, and this is the team that they've loved for the last 7, 8 years and that they've been on this journey with. I mean, 3 cups in 6 years is unbelievable. It's in a modern day with the salary cap era, it's a dynasty. And, they're not done. That's the scary part, is that, look at this year. I thought that they would be a little bit tired thinking about all the hockey they have played in recent years, but Stan's done a fantastic job and his staff of plugging the holes that were there and finding hidden gems. You look at Panarin, look at how well he's played.
That guy is amazing. I mean, really. And his connection to Patrick Kane and Artem Anisimov, I have become, I told you last time you were up here, I live and breathe Blackhawks now, and I can throw down and do sports talk. I really can.
I like it.
I really do. And so now during the All-Star break, what are these guys going to do? They're not going to practice. They're going to chill, aren't they? They've had a pretty hectic schedule as of late.
Yeah, I'm pretty certain that they've played almost like 14 games in the last 23 days. So it's been a lot of hockey. So I think the break comes at an opportune time. I believe guys are heading all kinds of different directions to, you know, relax and get some sun and step away from the game. But knowing this team, they'll definitely bring their workout gear, and they'll make sure they stay active and rest their bodies, because you know, the season ends up being an absolute sprint to the finish once after the All-Star break, and next thing you know, you're into the playoffs. So that's the ultimate goal, is for them to be ready for when the playoffs begin. And knowing this group as well as I do, they'll certainly be ready.
Jamal, how about this? A couple of weeks ago, the Hawks found themselves 13 points out of first place, and then 2.5 weeks later, they're 5 points ahead. I never saw a turnaround like that from any team that quickly. Have you?
No, I haven't. And I think that, you know, obviously going on a 12-game win streak certainly helps, and it coincides with the struggles of, obviously, the Dallas Stars and obviously the Blues were struggling at some point too during that stretch run. So, you know, they've really made up a lot of ground, and I think that it became a rallying point of sorts to keep that going. And, you know, but they played a lot of hockey. I wasn't surprised that they struggled in Florida. I'm glad they came out with a great performance last night, a huge win against the St. Louis Blues, one of their huge rivals. So, and you look at Corey Crawford and what he's done, arguably their MVP behind Patrick Kane. You know, his seventh shutout of the season, he's been fantastic. This is the best hockey I've seen him play.
Go on, Ryan.
I was just going to say, you know, three cups that we have had, three Stanley Cups. You won the cup. Your name's on the 2013 cup. The team that's on the ice now, to me, looks like the best we've ever had. And, you know, we missed Patrick Sharp, Johnny Oduya. When Brandon Saad left, it was like, oh, God, what's going to happen? But I'm seeing a better team now than before.
Yeah, it's hard to say that they're better because those teams have cups. So, but I would agree that I really like the way the defense look, because you look at last year and, you know, really they were running with the entire playoffs with 4D, which is, I don't know how they ended up getting that done. But now you look at their defense now and the way that they've been able to plug holes. You've got defensemen like JVR with another, TVR with another year of experience, who's playing extremely well for them. You plug holes as well with young defensemen coming in. He's done a fantastic job. Obviously, you've got Gustafson. Ever since he's been up, he's been fantastic. He sits at plus 10, which is remarkable. I mean, this is a guy that nobody wanted. And the Hawks seem to find these guys and plug them into holes. And you know, obviously they went through some injuries and they had to force some guys into it a little bit earlier than they thought if they were ready. Like, you look at Meschenter stepped in, you look at forward, you got Rasmussen's been playing great, you look at Philip Deneau. These are guys, they weren't sure maybe that they would be ready, but they've proven that they are, and that's a huge compliment organizationally what they've done and how they're building things.
Jamal, let me run a theory past you, and you can use this on Comcast if you like. Just give me some credit on air. In other years, I noticed that there was this period after a goal would be scored, maybe against us or maybe for us, there was this minute and a half that Corey Crawford seemed a little tentative in the net, would give up some goals in that next 90 seconds or 2 minutes. This year, that has not been the case. He seemed sharper than ever after a goal either way. Have you noticed that?
You know what? I just noticed that he's been razor focused, and even when the team has been struggling, he's been the most consistent.
Yeah.
You think about, and I think that comes with experience. I think that he's able to allow things to, you know, roll off his shoulder. This is a guy who's got two Stanley Cups. He continues to not get the respect that he deserves around the league for whatever reason.
And really, why is he not a part of the All-Star team?
Well, I think that has a lot to do with Pekka Rinne, you know, the All-Star game being in Nashville, because statistically, it's not even close. You know, in hindsight, it might turn out, it's unfortunate because he deserves a recognition.
Yeah.
Selfishly, as a fan of the team and looking for what they want to do going down, I think as exciting as the All-Star game is going to be, I think it's the most dangerous thing is for the goalies. These guys are going to go in cold. They're incentivizing them with a lot of money. It's going to be a quicker pace. It's 3-on-3. It's going to be fast. They're going to go in cold. They're going to expect to go post-to-post on backdoor plays with the most skilled players in the world. I don't know if I'd want them in the net there. You know, it's going to be hardest on those goalies. So it might be a blessing in disguise that he gets a few days rest.
What do you see happening after the All-Star break? Will there be any changes in lineups, any moves that the Blackhawks will make? Things are going really well. Do you want to shake that up in any way?
Well, I know that just from being an observer of Stan's, you know, and I won't speak for him, he always seems to like to get ahead of things.
Mm-hmm.
He likes to make his moves, I think, the 4 to 6 weeks out. So, you know, he just made a trade, obviously, and, you know, maybe that could be the end of it, and if something pops up, fine. But I think he's always been someone who likes to get ahead of it, you know. So, but I like this team. I like this group. I think they have everything it takes. You know, obviously, there's some question whether or not Shazi can fill in admirably on a long-term basis in that role. But there's no reason why Table can't move back up there at some point. You know, there's no reason why, you know, some of these guys that they just traded for can't fit in there. So, you know, Panik possibly could fit in there. You never know. So
if he wakes up in time to get to the game.
Yeah.
Isn't that what happened? He overslept and missed the morning skate.
Yeah.
And Coach Q is not going to stand for that, and he didn't play.
No, that's how it works. So, you know, you got to get up for morning skate. I mean, it's at 11 o'clock.
Well, he's new to the team, you know, the adjustment for time.
I'll tell you, though, Jamal, my alarm went off today, and I'm like, I better be on time or Coach Q will pull me for the show. I don't want that.
That's right. Well, you know what? He's still a young guy. It's a learning moment for him. And
I'll never be late again. I can guarantee that.
Exactly.
I know when I didn't get to meet you, Jamal, last time you had told Wendy about your clothing line. Is that still going? Are you still running the clothing line?
Yeah, it's just taking some time to get the website up, but everything is going to be pretty much web-based. It's going to be called davidcrewclothing.com, and we're going to focus on sport coats and dress shirts for now, and we'll see where it takes us. I'm excited about it.
You're a very sharp-dressed man, that's for sure, and there's a picture of Jonathan Toews, who is modeling one of your long sport coats. Or actually, that's an overcoat. Very sharp dresser, and I mean, really, you had the guts to bring the bow tie back.
Every once in a while, it's okay to mix it up.
Right. But just to see that, I mean, you know,
sure.
We had Fahey Flynn, one of the newscasters here in Chicago,
right.
Way before your time.
Orville Redenbacher,
right.
Pee Wee Herman, and you, Jamal.
That's great.
But it works. I mean, and if you go shopping, which, Bill, I know you don't go shopping that much.
It's been a while.
But they have bow ties all over the place,
yeah.
And it's really cool. I love when history in the fashion world repeats itself. So what website can we look for when you get your David Crew clothing line up on the website?
Yeah, that's what it'll be. It'll be davidcrewclothing.com, and hopefully in the next 2-3 months we'll be up and running, and people can check us out. It's all custom made. It's all easy to do, easy to follow through, and you can see all the fabrics and pick your styling points and make some kind of signature things on your jackets or shirts that make it unique and special for just you.
That's what you do.
Great
and you
idea.
Do it well. So what do you do during the All-Star break? You're going to be, of course, on the Comcast Sportsnet. What will you be doing?
Yeah, I'm actually got some time off. I'm not going to be doing anything. Obviously, the Hawks won't be playing, so I'll just be resting and relaxing and, you know, taking my girls to soccer and getting my little guy on the ice.
How old is your little guy to get him on the ice?
He's 3. He just started learning to play, but I've had him on the ice for the last 6-7 months. So
Jamal, there's a couple of guys in the NHL who are right around that age. That's not ridiculous to think about.
You know what? I remember when I was younger, I was in or my early 20s, Keith Tkachuk was a teammate of mine. He brought his son, Matthew and Brady, out to skate with us before practice and so forth. And Joel was the coach there. He was great about letting the guys bring their kids. Well, Matthew's now the number one rated North American player for this year's
wow.
draft, 2016. So it's pretty exciting to know him when he was just a little guy, 4 years old, walking around the room.
Well, that's what I love so much about the Blackhawks is the camaraderie between the teammates and how the locker room has changed from the first cup they won to the last one, because now there are kids in the locker room. It's a family community, and we're glad you are the community liaison for the Chicago Blackhawks. Good work, Jamal.
Well, I appreciate it, Bill, Wendy. Thanks for your time. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. We're looking forward to the rest of the season. Thanks, Jamal. Jamal Mayers, everybody, for Comcast Sportsnet. He does a great job over there. We'll take a quick break and then more show ahead. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.